Howdy, my name is Mitchell Schumann. I'm a PhD student at Texas A&M University. And today I'm going to be talking about genomic selection for fiber quality traits in the USDA obsolete cultivar collection. So fiber quality is very important. In the last Cotton Incorporated survey, it was listed as a very important priority for producers. So there's been many ways that we've used to quantify fiber quality in the last 100 years. In the beginning, they were more subjective, and then later they became more objective, but they were more tedious to do, so they weren't used in every step of the breeding program. It wasn't really until the 90s when we started implementing HVI into every step of breeding. And at that same time, another technology came out, which was genetic modification. So if you look at the gains during those 90s, there really wasn't a lot of gains in fiber quality. Most of the gains came before that with more of the subjective measurements. So my hypothesis is that during that time, there was a lot of unexploited genetic variation for fiber quality. So I'm going to tell this story very shortly using standard fineness as an example. Standard fineness is an APHIS measurement. It's a ratio of fineness and maturity. And as you can see, over the last 100 years, there really wasn't any gains in this whatsoever. However, it's a very important trait for yarn quality. It correlates about negative 0.9 with yarn strength. So it's very important. However, we haven't really manipulated this over the past 100 years. So my hypothesis is we can go into these obsolete cultivars, and because of the low genetic variation, we can tap into this unexploited variation without as much yield drag as going to obsolete cultivars, going to wild germplasm. So first thing you got to do when genomic selection is you got to build a good reference population, a good training population. So I started with the USDA's material, and I added a few lines based on pedigree. This material was selected based on location, pedigree, and breeding programs, because we wanted a good representation. So this PCOA, this principal coordinate analysis, kind of represents that genetic space. And the colored lines are my training population. So we've got good representation of that material. And the different colors represent the percentiles of the traits. So red is the top 20%, orange is the bottom 20%, and all the other colors are in between. And what you don't want to see is you don't want to see, say, the reds, the top 20%, all kind of nested in one area. So these traits are kind of distributed throughout this genetic space. And when you look at the histograms of this data, you've got pretty normal distribution for all the traits. And I've got data for HVI, APHIS, and spin technology for all these for this training population, so we can run predictions on. So let's look at the predictions for standard fineness. So the way I did this is I did cross-validation for my validation. I took 1/5 of the set out, and I used that as my validation set, and then I used the other 4/5 as my training set. And I trained the model with the training set and predicted on that validation set. And I did this 1,000 times. So I had about 200 predictions for each session in my population. And I took the mean of those predictions and I correlated them with the actual values for those. And we did pretty well. I mean, 0.73 is not too bad. And it kind of supports the hypothesis that we can go back into this obsolete cultivars and exploit this untapped variation. So I have a lot of people to thank, and I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for the funding, the USDA, ARS for a lot of their help with the reference set, and of course our lab and FBRI people for helping do the spin testing and things like that. So I've done a lot of traits. There's around 40 traits if you combine it all. So I unfortunately can't do all that in my poster. I'll talk about 4 of them. But if you're interested in this type of stuff, I'd really appreciate your input, and I'll do my best to answer your questions. My poster number is 89, and I look forward to talking to you. Thank you.